Yes.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, man.
Donkey of the day today.
I just want to talk to y'all. Can we kick it for a spell? Donkey of the day for Wednesday, November 4th. If I'm being honest with you all, my mind is all over the place this morning. I overslept because I was up late. I did Stephen Colbert's live late night election special on Showtime last night, dropping the clues bombs with Stephen Colbert. Then I was up watching some of the results of the presidential election, and last night confirmed a lot of what I already had expected. Okay. See, all I could feel yesterday was a feeling of uncertainty in regards to this presidential election, even though I already had accepted the fact that whatever happens is God's will. Okay. My plan, regardless of who wins, is the same: to continue to community build, to continue to create jobs, to continue to engage in politics on a local level. And regardless of who's in power in the White House, support folks who I know care about the interests of Black people when they choose to engage with whatever administration wins. Okay, that is my plan. But yet, even with that plan, even with me accepting whatever fate is bestowed to this country, I still had a feeling of uncertainty in regards to the election. When you have that uncertainty, you ask a whole bunch of questions to people, you talk to the experts, you look at the polls, because you want something to ease that anxiety. But all uncertainty does is increase your anxiety, because when nothing is sure, all things are possible. 2016 should have shown us that. But for some reason, you had a lot of cocky ass Democrats, a lot of cocky people on the Biden-Harris campaign. They were moving like some elitists who really just thought America was going to show up to do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. But this is America. Okay, a country that was never right. All right, a country that was divided way before Trump, a country where the very foundation was literally built on division. And the illusion of America has been revealed. Okay, America can't unsee what it's seen. This system, what's considered normal, has never worked for all of us. And that is on full display right now in this country. So who's getting donkey of the day? Well, I'm casting a wide net. Okay, I got a few people I want to give some of this he and this heart to. Let's start in South Carolina, the crib, dropping the clues bombs from my home state of South Carolina. I'm not even upset with you for not electing Jamie Harrison. I would say I'm disappointed, but I'm not, because I'm from South Carolina, born and raised. So I understand all the overt racism that exists in South Carolina that I wasn't even really aware of growing up, because it was all just so normal. Okay, John C. Calhoun statue downtown. Used to see it all the time. That literally just came down, you know, about a couple months ago. Confederate flag on the State House lawn. That just came down a few years ago. And it took that white devil Dylan Roof killing 9 beautiful Black souls at Emmanuel AME Church for that to happen. Highways and buildings named after racist segregationist Strom Thurmond. So reelecting Lindsey Graham in South Carolina shouldn't have come to a surprise to anyone. Hell, all that rhetoric he's been spewing the past few weeks, whether it's saying segregation was the good old days or saying Black people and immigrants can go anywhere as long as they are conservatives, saying women can be anything in America as long as they are pro-life and follow a traditional family structure. That rhetoric probably energized racists and bigots in South Carolina in ways we have never seen before. So they went out and voted for their guy. Okay, so even though I'm not upset, I'm still giving the state of South Carolina the credit they deserve for being stupid, because Lindsey Graham versus Jamie Harrison, that matchup wasn't even competitive at the polls. Okay, all that energy Jamie had going into election day, all that money he raised, and it didn't reflect in the voting booth at all. What the hell happened? Okay, also, Miami-Dade County, not just Miami-Dade County. The Latinos in Miami-Dade County, do you know that around 55% of Florida's Cuban-American vote went to Donald Trump? Y'all let Pitbull down. Okay, not only 55% of Florida's Cuban-Americans voted for Trump. According to NBC News, exit polls say 30% of Puerto Ricans and 48% of other Latinos back Trump. Dramos, explain your people.
I mean, I think, to be honest, we weren't spoken to. A, that you should be disgusted if you're a Puerto Rican that voted for Trump. How many hundreds of thousands you guys displaced after Hurricane Maria, and this man didn't care about you at all? But B, Trump did a great job marketing. He spoke to the fears of a lot of Cuban Americans and a lot of people from Central and South America, you know, using the rhetoric that the Democrats are socialists, they want to be communists, and that sparked the fear and the trauma that Cubans had with Fidel Castro. So kudos to him on that marketing, and Joe Biden, you should have done better.
Well, dropping the clues bombs for Dramos Ramos. New Jersey's head of Latinos for Trump. Okay.
Shut up, man.
A GOP strategist actually agreed with Dramos. He said Trump showed up in Florida. He asked us what our issues are, and he addressed them. He didn't take us for granted. Clearly, these folks didn't care about none of Trump's racist rhetoric towards Latinos, and clearly we care more about kids in cages than people whose kids are actually in cages do. And as I told y'all earlier, you will never beat Trump or anyone like him if you keep chalking up the reason he gets so much support because folks are racist. Okay, you have to find out what the other variables are, all right, that cause people to vote for him. If not, you will never beat him or anyone like him in the future. Okay. Racism and bigotry are clearly not a deal breaker. And y'all be like, I could never be friends with somebody who supports Trump, but you've been working for racist white men like Trump your whole life. Shut up. Now, who else is getting a piece of this he and haw this morning? Oh, Keith Olbermann. Okay. He apologized for a tweet and delete yesterday because he tweeted out, yes, Donald Trump has always been, will always be. And on the day of his bid for reelection, still is a whiny little Kunta Kinte. Anybody get it? Nobody?
Oh, well, I get it.
I don't. Kunta is a slave character from the 1976 novel Roots by Alex Haley.
It was stupid. It took me a minute, but
I had no idea that white people, instead of using the C word that rhymes with punt, used Kunta. They don't even sound alike unless he thinks Kunta is pronounced. Can I say that?
No, you cannot say that word. Definitely not.
Okay, well, unless he thinks Kunta is pronounced Punta with a C. Okay, I'm really confused. Keith apologized and tweeted, I was using an old 70s, 80s technique for calling somebody the C word without writing the C word, just using a sound alike. They don't sound alike. Do Kunta and that word sound alike? Or am I tripping?
No, okay. They don't.
You know, I can't pronounce something, so maybe it sounds like, and I'm pronouncing it wrong. He said, yeah, just using a sound like to call Trump the C word, deleting previous tweet largely because this one clarifies the C word part. Look, I'm so confused. I've been alive 42 years and never in my life have I ever heard someone use Kunta and replace it a C word. Now, I don't speak old white men fluently. Okay, so maybe that's the thing in Keith Olbermann's world. In my world, it just sounds like the mayonnaise is heavy on that one. Okay, so there you have it. That's just my verbal scream of donkeyness. I can't even bring myself to discuss the results of the presidential election yet because we don't know the results of the presidential election yet, but I'm sure I will be getting to that soon. But to be clear, please give my home state of South Carolina, please give Miami-Dade County, and please give Keith Olbermann the biggest hee-haw.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.